words that will be spoken through us as we listen for the melody that is within us always. And we open ourselves to the joy, to the love, to the peace of the tranquility of this moment, right here, right now. As we share this energy and these vibrations together. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that you move in and throughout us. And so for this, we give you thanks. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Well, good morning. You know, one thing in life that's a given for me is to strive to make a difference, not only in the world, but in those I come in contact with daily, those that I reach out and touch, those of you that are here now. My purpose is to let God's words and spirit flow through me out into the universe. And that's all of your purpose right here, right now, to send those vibrations out, to reach and touch, to let people know that they're welcome into your environment. I like in Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And now I like that scripture. Lately I've been breaking down scriptures, and it says, "Let your light so shine," not "let your works shine," but that "let your light shine." So that means to me, I need to be a representative. I need to walk the talk, which is unity's fifth principle. Because if not, I'm dulling my light. And I want you to recognize me by my light. You ever been somewhere and someone walks into the room and you feel it? And you say, "Oh man, they have a good vibe about them." That's what we want to be about on this life plane. So that means living a Christ life, right? Because we want to express ourselves from the point of the Christ. A great example of how to reach that high height of consciousness is for us to take a page out of whose playbook? Jesus Christ. He's a prime example how we can go about moving and existing in this environment. Yes, even today, we can think about going back into our Christ self as we hear things and move out and do things ourselves. So what does that mean, take a page out of Jesus Christ's playbook? Well, for one thing, he was always doing what? Going on high. For us, going on high, going into the mountain, going anywhere that's elevated is lifting our consciousness to that high frequency where we can connect and plug in and charge. So we center ourselves in that. You know how to center yourself in that? Take that deep breath and settle into that knowing, one presence, one power, and that power and presence is expressing through me. I love that. I love that. And what's the other thing that, when as we read through the scriptures, he has one of the disciples, one or more with him, right? I like when he went to pray, and this taught me a major lesson in my life. It taught me how to overcome things through prayer. When he went to pray, he took with him Peter, John, and James. You have these companions. You have these companions that you can just take a deep breath and express from their attitudes or for what they represent. So, okay, here we go. So what's Peter? Faith. Faith. I want you to say it like you mean it. Faith. Because you know it. It takes faith to do anything, because faith is what? It's looking through the appearance of what's actually happening right now before your face. It's going through that appearance to the truth about it. Maybe someone's hurt. Maybe someone is searching themselves for some truth. Maybe someone has been, feel they have had an injustice done against them. We stand in faith. We look through the appearance. If you come up on a relationship that's like that for between you and that person, see through the appearance, stand in your faith, and know that in every being there is what? The presence of the Christ. There's that, I always think of that Christ child that is stretching and trying to grow, but hasn't quite come into that presence yet. So, we take faith with us when we want to make a difference. John, when Jesus went to pray, he also took John. What does John represent? Love. And not only just love, because there's many kinds of love, but he represents unconditional, open, and inviting love. The love that embraces you. The love that overcomes you when you're at that highest state of frequency that you can be at. You ever see a newborn baby for the first time? That kind of love. You don't think about how it looks or what it's doing or what, you don't think about those things. It's just a love that envelops you when you look upon that precious being. And this is the type of love we want to develop when us, so that if I walk up to you, it's automatically there. You know, that's a good visual, is to just think as you're walking towards somebody, look at that little baby. I'm just saying, if you need a help aid. Sometimes we need a visual, don't we, to help us through something. And the other one is James. Oh, this may be a tough one. What does James represent? James, strength. Strength. Strength to endure. Strength to, I always think of strength in terms of sometimes I'm ready to say something I shouldn't say to someone. The strength to hold that in and take it into prayer. Let it be touched with love. Sometimes we need that, don't we? Sometimes the best thing you can do in a situation, take a deep breath and just be the presence of love. You know, we vibrate out from the inside out. We can send vibrations into a space that we're in. And if we send that vibration of love, oh my, what that does. I call it showing up as love or showing up as faith. When someone's going through something, you can show up as faith, holding that light for them, letting your light so shine before people that they know that there's a presence within you. So, most of us feel like we're leaving a positive impact on the world around us, don't we? Sometimes. What impact does your actions have on the world around you? Have you ever tried to take a moment and sit and think about the impact that you're making? Sometimes before you say something or do something, think about the impact that it will have on the world around you. We want to be light. We want to be that which draws people. You know, Jesus said, come and be fishers of, well, the Bible says men, be fishers of people. That means be the example that will draw unto you like a magnet those searching for this truth. Because the first thing that they need is a recognition that it's something that changes you. It's something that makes a difference. It's something that pulls you in. And you can be that light for somebody. So many of us believe that we have to do something, right? I went through that same thought in my mind. I said, I have to take something to somebody. Sometimes what they need is just your presence. They need your presence. I want to read a quote from Panache Desai. And he says that so many of us believe that we have to do something. We have to take action in order to make a difference in the world. We must have a higher purpose, a mission, a profound calling. And while action certainly has its place, it's really how we are in the world that makes a difference. If you're watching television or anything nowadays, you know that to be truth. It's how you are in the world, how you are in the world that makes a difference. So think about this. If you are at peace with yourself, you are vibrating out peace. You are making a positive difference. If you are feeling love for yourself, because it begins with you, that's not being selfish. When we love ourselves, we can express out and vibrate out love to others. And in that, you're making a difference. So one of the steps towards making a difference is to search your own consciousness. You know, when you come into harmony with yourself, then you can take that harmony into the world and share it with others. That way you make a difference. The works you do are seen by other people. How you are is seen by other people. Are you moving from the heart, or are you moving because you want to be seen? I know some people, they want to be seen. So they do things and make sure you know that they've done things. You know, that's between you and your indwelling spirit. So, to make a difference, guess what? You have to dare to be different. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Be ye transformed by what? Renewing of your mind. You must align yourself with spirit. That's how you transform, and that's how you put a positive effect out here in the universe. I call that standing in your truth, looking beyond the appearance. Dare not to go along with collective consciousness. What everybody's saying we should do is not necessarily what needs to be done. Dare to be different. Search within you. Connect with your indwelling spirit. Be led and guided by the Christ mind. And the mind of Christ is what? That's our connection, right? And if you're taking time to know that mind, then you will be able to collect signals that will be beneficial to our universe. You'll know what to do and you'll do it. So, people knowingly and unknowingly make a difference in each other's lives. It's the way we exist as humans, right? We're changing, we're constantly changing the lives of those around us. Sometimes we're aware, sometimes we're not aware. But we want to be positive change, don't we? We want to share a smile, a listening ear. We want to do things that make a difference, and that makes a difference. Yes, you could give me a big gift, and I'd say, oh, thank you. But the greatest gift I can collect and get are hugs, smiles, words of encouragement, words that build up. Yeah. So, I have to remind myself, you know, I'm on this path too. I'm right here with you. A lot of times I have to remind myself because I have this habit of not wanting to get on the telephone, which may be a good thing, but there are times when you need to reach out and touch others, when you need to, you know, do the little things, a phone call, a card. They make a world of difference to people. You know, there's no need to go overboard and do great, fantastic things. Little things for me add up more than any great thing that can happen. You know, when a group comes together and they do something fantastic like you do, you're daring to be different because you're taking care of one another. You're going to see and calling, and we have a prayer chain. These are the things that make a difference in others' lives. So I just want to give you three things, specific things. And I've been practicing these things all week. Although I try to incorporate, well, not try, I do try to, I do, where did that word try come from? I do these things for myself constantly to remind myself of what I am, a Christ child. And the first thing is listen to someone That's the best thing you get. That's a great gift you could give somebody, is to just listen. Don't listen and then try to advise or change or you know, give an opinion against what they're saying. Sometimes people just want someone to listen to them. That's one of the challenges I had when I first became a prayer chaplain, learning to listen. I thought, oh, I listen all the time. Oh, did I? To really listen, make that connection, and let them know, I hear you. I hear you. The next thing is smile. Smiles can work miracles. Have you ever been in a checkout and somebody is so angry and you just smiled at them? Let them know that, hey, I'm here for you, without saying the words, just a smile. A cashier who's been through a traumatic morning, just a smile can be the thing that makes a difference. Someone's angry at you. Now be careful what kind of smile. But a smile to let them know, I hear you. I hear you. And then, what's the big one? Because we're in the month where our thoughts are turned to it all the time anyway. Gratitude and thanksgiving. You don't have to be thankful that you're struggling to eat this month. But you can be thankful that there is a spirit in you that will stand through this experience and move you to the next thing that what you are to do. There's always a way. Sometimes we just don't get still enough to recognize it and to feel it and to move with it. So listen, smile, and say thank you or express gratitude. You want to make a difference? You know, for some people, that is being different, because some people aren't aware that there's such a thing as turning up the lips and smiling. But you know it, and you can do it because of what? The Christ in you. There's an abundance of joy in you. But if you're always focusing on the woes in life, you're going to miss your opportunity. This is your opportunity right here, right now, to make a difference. I want to, in preparation for getting still and going into meditation, I want to read to you a poem that I found, and I want you to take a deep breath and to relax into this moment right here, right now, as you listen to these words of this poem. What we want most in life is to feel a special need, to make a lasting difference without arrogance or greed, to reach out to another and touch a heart in pain, to help them find their way and see them smile again. It's God who does the healing, not of our own abilities. He uses us as vessels to bring others to their knees. Without his strength and power, our deeds are all in vain. But God is all sufficient, and his love heals all the pain. Each life we touch is precious because God's hand is on us too. As we reach out to another, it's God, not me or you. That's a poem by author Jill Lemming. And when we think about that, I like the last lines of this. Each life we touch is precious because God's hand is on us too. As we reach out to another, it's God, not me or you. Take a deep breath. Of our own selves, we know we can do nothing. It is the Christ Spirit within that does the work. And so as we live, move, and have our being, we're aware of that Christ Spirit within us. So first, let's begin our prayer work with affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So we breathe in this moment. Find a comfortable position. Set aside all those thoughts that help get you in here today. This is our moment, right here, right now. This is the moment when we connect. This is the moment when we take that time apart and center ourselves in faith, love, strength. We are spiritual beings first and foremost, and we feed our true nature, spiritual food. And we do so by taking time to make this inward journey, settling within ourselves, breathing in and breathing out, and knowing there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in our lives. And from that presence and power, we make this inward journey so we touch that which wants to express through us on this earth plane. Breathing in and breathing out, we reach that point of our inner chamber and we step over the threshold, and immediately we experience what we have been saying all along. I am love. I am peace. I am connected to the divinity within me. And in this moment of awareness, in this moment of knowledge, taking another breath in, slowly letting it out, settling into a moment of quiet and connection. God is. And because God is, I am. And in the awareness that I live and move and have my being in spirit, I return to this place, knowing I am a new creature in Christ. For each time we turn within, each time we touch the hem of the garment, we are renewed and refreshed. Dear God, we thank you for all that we are. We thank you for this season that the world recognizes as Thanksgiving, but we know in our hearts Thanksgiving occurs every second of every day. We thank you for the love that moves in and throughout us and all beings. We thank you for the awareness that we vibrate that love to others as an expression of you. So as we prepare to return to this time and space, we do so knowing that deep in our hearts, we dare to make a difference. We dare to step out and reach and touch those in need of knowing who and what they truly are. And in doing so, I want you to affirm this affirmation with me. Take it into your heart, know it to be the truth. I am one with the flow, energy, and vitality of divine life. That's the truth of your being. I am one with the flow, energy, and vitality of divine life. Say it with me. I am one with the flow, energy, and vitality of divine life. And in knowing that truth for yourself and breathing that in, turn to someone and we're going to say, you are together. You are one with the flow, energy, and vitality of divine life. And we hold that for all beings, not only those in the room right now, but we're reaching out beyond these walls. And as community, as a sense of oneness with all, we're going to affirm together, we are together. We are one with the flow, energy, and vitality of divine life. And that is the truth. That is so, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And thank you for you because you are one with the flow of energy, vitality, and divine life. And so is the substance that we share with one another. You know, we are grateful for all the sources that these tithes and love offerings come to us from. And we take them. And you know, we're serving this community even when we pay the electric bill. Someone is working as a result of that. So we're giving back. Anytime we share with the universe what we've been giving in substance, you know, this is also two-part. You know, you have your material and you have your heartful giving, right? We want to give from the heart. We want to give because we want to share. We want to send our tithes and our offerings out into the universe, wherever they may come from or whoever they may reach and touch. We have no awareness of where they're going. But guess what? We're making a difference. We're making a difference. So let's take them in our hands and let's rub them, give them that energy. Oh, we want them to fly free. We want it to reach and touch as many as it can. And let's affirm together our prosperity prayer. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. All right.